USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signs phase one of a U.S. trade deal with China in hopes of ending the tit-for-tat tariff war that's been going on between the United States and China.
Today we take a momentous step, one that has never been taken before with China, toward a future of fair and reciprocal trade as we sign phase one of the historic trade deal between the United States and China. Together we are righting the wrongs of the past and delivering a future of economic justice and security for American workers, farmers, and families.
National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says the White House will unveil more tax cuts this year. Kudlow tells CNBC they will be directed at middle America.
Tax cuts 2.0 to help middle-class economic growth. That's still our goal.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're drowning in IRS tax debt, pay attention to the special announcement. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. Get ready to take this number down to take advantage of the new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Here's Jesse from Las Vegas.
I've been so stressed out lately knowing that I owe the IRS over $22,000, and now they just garnished my wages. A friend of mine told me about Superior Tax Relief, so I called them, and they were able to stop the garnishment, and they were also able to help me with my other tax problems. I feel so free again, and I would definitely recommend Superior Tax Relief.
Call Superior Tax Relief now, 800-780-3910, and speak to a qualified professional who can protect you from the added fees and negotiate your tax liability. Superior Tax Relief can help open new doors with the IRS Fresh Start program that's available now. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call could save you thousands. Call 800-780-3910. 800-780-3910. That's 800-780-3910.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is announcing who will prosecute the case against President Trump in a Senate trial. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The team will be led by Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, chairs of the House Intel and Judiciary panels. The other managers, California's Zoe Lofgren, New York's Hakeem Jeffries, Florida's Val Demings, Colorado's Jason Crow, and Texan's Sylvia Garcia. Nadler saying at the briefing where the managers were announced,
Because some people said, well, you know, let the election take care of it. He's trying to cheat in that election. So it is essential that we bring this impeachment to stop the president from trying to rig, from rigging the next election.
Nadler did not offer any evidence regarding election tampering in the upcoming election. 1 in 6 vaping lung illnesses is linked to THC that was purchased illegally. That's according to the most recent CDC report. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In front of a jam-packed patriotic crowd, President Trump held one of his Keep America Great Again rallies in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Wisconsin is a state that flipped from blue to red back in 2016. Giving their 10 electoral votes to President Trump. Ryan Gartman is a farmer who voted for President Trump and says President Trump has earned his vote once again.
I just think there's this really a genuine, he just really shows that he really cares about all those businesses from top to bottom, you know, large and small.
Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker explains why he believes people voted for President Trump in 2016.
People who felt like they were forgotten men and women of America, particularly here in this state, that means outstate, northern Wisconsin.
Walker reminds everyone,
who decide the race in Wisconsin is personal contact. People talking to their neighbors, to their friends.
Walker speaking there on Fox News, and the NFL is down to their final four teams that will play in the NFC and AFC championships, respectively. Fans in Kansas City are getting ready for the Kansas City Chiefs to play against the Tennessee Titans in the AFC Championship game at Arrowhead Stadium. Chiefs fan Chuck Williams braved the cold weather in Kansas City to get tickets for the game.
Get my boys the best tickets I can for their very first game ever. So it's really an opportunity to be a great dad.
Williams speaking there on KSHB, the NBC News affiliate in Kansas City. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.